What are the guidelines Islam has set for us when choosing a spouse? Do we look for some particular characteristics or just follow what is trending? Here are a set of guidelines that we should follow according to Islam. Religion. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "It is binding upon you to have a religious spouse." However, it may seem religion is not at the top in the minds of many Muslims. If a religious person marries a non-religious person and the partner does not want to become religious, either the religious person will become non-religious or be in a permanent state of conflict and compromise. And if they have children, there may be a great chance of conflict as to which way the child will be raised and taught. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Anyone whose love and hate is not based on religion has no religion." Morals and piety. Imam Rida alayhi salam has said, "He who has no piety has no religion." Even though religion is an important key, one must be careful not to be superficial in this issue. Wearing a hijab or keeping a beard and praying at the masjid may seem at first glance that the person is religious, but according to the narration, if they don't have piety, they have no religion. Faith in Allah is the primary stage of religion, but Muslims are still prone to sins. Piety is a deeper stage of faith, where you protect the boundaries Allah has set and are always God-conscious. This is a quality of a mu'min, a believer. In this stage, you are far less inclined to sins as you fear Allah. Someone with piety will naturally treat their partner well. They will be kind to those around them and interact with their parents and other people with respect. Imam Hassan alayhi salam said to a man who asked for advice about getting his daughter married, "Marry her to a pious man, for if he loves her, he will honor her, and if he comes to dislike her, at least he will not be unjust towards her." Compatibility. The more compatible you are with the person you intend to marry, the better the success of the marriage. This doesn't mean that if you like the same movie, or the same food, or the same clothing, that you are compatible. Compatibility comes from your character. Your character is the sum of all the qualities that make you who you are. Your values, your thoughts, your words, your actions. If you are a pious person, you will be most likely compatible towards pious people. If you are kind and generous, you will most likely be compatible to those with the same qualities, and so on. In Islam, we should look for compatibility in religion and in piety first. We should also look for compatibility in our worldview and goals in life. Other compatibilities could also benefit a marriage, such as age, equality in families, culture, education, finance, and beauty. Although beauty does play an important role and is very beneficial, beauty does not have a certain standard or criteria. A person could be beautiful from one person's view and ugly from that of another. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "The beauty of a woman's faith must be given priority over the beauty of her face." Some of these qualities usually come as second nature and should not be necessarily overplayed. They should not be used as grounds for discrimination based on race, social status, wealth, country of origin, and so on. Since it is not possible to know all of the points mentioned about such a person, it may be achieved by inquiring about them through various channels, such as asking your parents, asking relatives, friends, local scholars, and the like. The points mentioned are for those looking to get married, but what if you are already married and could not follow these points? We need to be content with our choice. We don't look back and say, "I should have done this and made another choice." This will affect you emotionally and bring about problems. One should always remember that there is no man or woman without some faults, flaws, or weaknesses, and that nobody is perfect. We have already set the foundation of marriage and we should not ruin it. We should build on our marriage, be tolerant, forgive each other, acknowledge the good your spouse has done, and implement our faith in religion more often.